Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
You know, we get to interview a lot of celebrities because of this job.
Mm-hmm, we do.
And we're considered professionals, I guess. So you would expect us to be extremely well-versed in the art of interviewing. But sometimes it just don't go very well.
Yeah, we've all had some of those moments.
We had one of the biggest celebrities of all time yesterday.
Who?
Miss Piggy. Mm. And, you know, sometimes it's
just... That's in your opinion.
I don't know if it's her fault or if we just didn't have chemistry or it's art. Maybe it was us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
Well, it seemed like someone in this interview scenario wasn't prepared.
Okay.
I'm not going to point fingers at anyone.
Was it Al?
No.
Okay. Well, how about you judge for yourself with our Miss Piggy interview?
I'm so excited and quite a bit nervous.
Why?
We have an icon on the phone right now. Miss Piggy.
Hello, Miss Piggy.
Hello, Miss Piggy.
Hello.
Miss Piggy, I cannot tell you what an honor this is to have you on the phone. It would be better in person, but I'll take it.
Oh, please try, though. Please try and tell me how much of an honor it is.
Well, you're going to be starring. Well, you are starring in Muppets Most Wanted, and it's in theaters Friday. We're so excited. My daughter can't wait. We're already getting our tickets all ordered. We're going to pre-order them online. Tell us a little bit about what's happening in Muppets Most Wanted.
Yes. I have no clue. Some complicated plot that involves mistaken identity, an evil doppelganger of Kermit, and the Muppets go on a big world tour, and there's these heists going on, and I don't know. All I know is that it's got action, it's got adventure and romance and comedy and music and lots of close-ups of moi.
Mm. Yeah.
There you go. That's smart.
Miss Piggy, I've always had this question. It's kind of random, and I hope you don't get offended. Have you ever tried bacon?
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
That might make her sick.
Which one are you? Which
Jenna.
Are you?
That's Jenna.
That's Jenna, Miss Piggy.
That's Jenna.
That's horrible.
Jenna, you can leave the room.
Jenna got kicked out.
I'm with you, Miss Piggy. I'm offended on your behalf.
Yeah. Mm. If you get sick, you're going to have to use an ointment.
You want him to leave the room, too?
Well, that was funny.
You know what? Yeah. You know what?
Oh, wow.
Just keep it up, and I'm going to be running the show.
Yeah, you are.
You're kicking me out for a joke. It was a joke. It was a funny joke.
So, Miss Piggy, how would you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
What? Why? That is a stupid question. Why would I do that?
That is a stupid
question. Well, he tends to ask that of every woman we have on the show, so it's really, just one. Really. Yeah, it really is. I'm not.
You know, we do have a lot in common, though. I mean, I try to work as little as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, even when I'm working.
Thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule, Miss Piggy.
We apologize if we were a bore.
I get it.
you can leave the room, JC.
Should I leave again?
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
So by provocative statement earlier, who would you say was not prepared for that interview?
Miss Piggy.
That dude playing Miss Piggy?
We played the most awkward part. Hey, Jenna, that's really Miss Piggy, I heard.
I think Miss Piggy must have just shown up for her day of shooting and left because she did not know what that movie was about.
That's what makes me, you know what, I've never been more, I was angry because I'm like, we work hard, and if we're giving you time to be on our show, you should know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'm gonna take myself out of that we work hard statement.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
I don't work hard.
Yeah, you're right. Yes,
I'm being honest.
I'm more like Miss Piggy where I just show up.
Long hours, yes. Hard,
and you guys didn't even have my back when Miss Piggy wanted me to leave the room. She didn't even know what her own movie's about.
If we leave the room, then who's going to interview her? Al?
You know, you're right. That interview got us ratings.
She was awkward. It was an awkward moment.
But we have awkward moments from time to time.
We do. So the person who tweeted me and said that was Shannon during that interview, that was not Shannon.
Was not, I thought it was, though, at first.
She stole my shtick.
Hello.
Shannon, you compiled a list and clips of bad interviews?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You do?
Are they all mine?
Who's winning?
Well, Big Al.
Thank you.
Probably. So you've got the time that he interviewed Chris Rock, of course. Mm-hmm. The funny... he's black, so we thought we'd let the black guy on the show do the interview, and this is how that went.
Hello.
Hey, Big Al.
Chris Rock.
How's it going?
What's happening, my brother?
I cannot complain.
Before we talk movie, let me say this. I saw you on Oprah the other day, you and Bernie. You guys just seem like such homeboys. Are you guys really that tight?
Yeah, we tight, man.
Yeah?
Yep.
Did he... Let me just tell you this up front. I am a co-host on this show. We are a morning show here in Dallas, a syndicated show. So I'll be handling you myself.
Oh, man.
How did you...
That's cold.
That was bad.
That was bad.
Painful.
That
I
was
feel painful. For you.
That was so bad. And I love Chris Rock. That's what makes it so bad.
You
want to
be friends.
Yeah, because sometimes we fantasize about the people that we interview sometimes.
Yeah.
And we're like, maybe we'll hit it off and, and we'll exchange numbers and we'll go get a beer and, just whatever.
It never happens.
It never happens.
To other people.
Yeah.
We see other people, do interviews like, I was just Juliana Rancic. She was interviewing that guy Bill.
Yeah.
That guy Bill Rancic.
Her husband.
He asked her out on a date. They get married.
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful matchmaking ever. Those things happen. So we have that. Don't think when we're doing these interviews, we don't have that little
glimmer
in our
hope.
Brain.
Yeah.
We're gonna be best friends. We're gonna fall in love. That is very real.
When I met Halle Berry, I just knew after that interview.
She was going to say, why don't we go for a drink?
Yeah. And I'm going to say, let's go to my mama's house. My mom would love to meet you.
I know.
Just something.
I agree. I honestly think I'm going to become best friends with every person that comes.
It's true. Yeah. And what's funny? As naive as it is.
And I'm different because the only way after years of this, because I used to feel that way, but it would make me too nervous, because I put them up on this pedestal. That now I just pretend. I have to pretend that, no expectation, that they're not super famous and that nothing's going to come of it as long as it's a good interview, and we almost do a better job when we're just like, okay, whatever.
And they're half of them, most of them are pretty nice, but you have to also remember they're actors and they can act nice if they want to. I mean, not to say that they're not nice, but, they can put on the front if they need to
put on the front.
Yeah.
Do we have any other bad interview questions, Shannon?
Of course we do.
Yes, we do.
Of course, there's when Al had to interview Ellen before she was really. This is before she really, really blew up. So yeah. I
loved Ellen as well.
So this is how that went.
Talking with Ellen. I'm sorry. Talking with. Well, I just heard that you had two dogs, and they were by the name of Muffin and Bootsy.
No, I don't have two dogs. But anyway, so I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Now I'm just talking about my dogs.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And she could have gone along with it.
She could have.
And that's what you expect. That's what you expect, a funny person to be funny. But we're finding out the hard way that usually that's not how it works out.
Well, he messed up her name.
Well, yeah.
I was nervous.
It's kind of hard to say.
DeGeneres.
Yeah.
And that's when I was watching Ellen, religiously, when the show first came out. Oh, man.
And Ellen's kind of special, and Ellen has a place in her heart for special people. So you would think that she would kind of baby him through it.
Nope.
Help him a little bit.
Not so much.
Not Ellen.
Stupid.
And then, of course, you've got the obligatory question that Al asked.
Was this Al interview badly?
Hang on.
She looked for the worst.
She Googled bad interviews, and the only thing that came up.
Yeah, hang on. So this is the obligatory question that Al typically asks in every interview.
Every single one.
Despite the fact that it offends everybody that he asks, he continues to do it anyway.
What do you think about Kim Kardashian's booty as opposed to your booty?
I mean, that's just a stupid question.
That's Big Al.
That's
what I do.
I think you guys just broke up, Al.
Yeah.
That's what I do, Jay.
You used to be my favorite.
I used to be your favorite.
And that was J-Lo.
That was Jennifer Lopez.
That was J-Lo.
Yeah.
That's happened quite a bit.
Of course, I mean, we got to go back to yesterday when Jenna was interviewing Jason Bateman. That was kind of painfully awkward for a few seconds.
I've noticed a lot of pictures of you because you seem like just such a great dad and you have an adorable family with your daughters on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Was that more of like a PR stunt to show like I'm a really good guy?
Those were rentals, yeah. No, I'm a single man and...
and she
was not having it.
Kind of on a roll and asked Miss Piggy probably the only question you shouldn't.
Miss Piggy, I've always had this question. It's kind of random and I hope you don't get offended. Have you ever tried bacon?
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
That might make her sick.
Which one are you? Which
Jenna.
One are you?
That's Jenna.
That's Jenna, Miss Piggy.
That's Jenna.
That's horrible.
Jenna, you can leave the room.
Oh.
You know what? I'm going to stand by that. That was my favorite question I've ever asked anyone.
Was it?
It's like when Big Al asked Kevin Bacon, "Do you eat, or what's your favorite breakfast food or whatever?"
Sure.
And what, he didn't. Wah, wah. He didn't really like that question.
That was wacky. That was wacky.
And then there's JC thinking, "I got the best joke ever," and he goes with this.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting Frog.
Interrupting Frog who?
I interrupted you.
You were interviewing
Kermit the Frog.
You. He couldn't hear you interrupt him, so the joke was missed.
Well, he was talking.
That was Kermit.
That's the whole point. He's talking. You interrupted.
That was Kermit.
Yeah.
Okay, and I can't necessarily make fun of y'all without going back old school to an interview that I did.
Oh.
I flew out to L.A. for a press junket. This is when I was just a little baby interviewer. I've gotten so much better now. But
sure.
I got the opportunity to sit down with one of the greatest actors ever, Steve Buscemi.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that was so... don't relive that.
You know what? I haven't even heard this, but he's serious. I bet it was tough.
Oh. Well, I was trying to lighten the mood a little bit, so this was the angle that I took. You are hot in different kind of way.
Oh.
Do you get told that a lot?
Because,
like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the fact that you're this big celebrity or something.
Why is it a different kind of way? Why is it in the normal way?
I don't know, because you're not like Brad Pitt-esque. Oh, my God.
Offensive
to you.
Oh, shut up. No,
I hope it's not.
I'm more Steve Buscemi-esque.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, I'm really nervous.
You shouldn't tongue him.
There's no saving that.
No, there's no coming back.
Saving that.
We can't forget Big Al interviewing Nicole.
Oh, Nicole.
Nicole Richie.
I'm kind of like you. We have something in common. I have a black daddy, and I was wondering after watching you on television, how come you're not black?
Why would you ask that?
She hung up on it.
She hung up.
Yeah, hung up right there.
That was bad. I told you not to ask that. He's like, I got the funny.
I'm an asswood.
Don't ask it.
See, children?
Don't ask it. I'm sitting there just the whole interview. I'm pinching my butt cheeks together.
But even the best do it. Like, Kid got hung up on by Mel Gibson and Miley Cyrus. Kid messed up a bunch, too, and he was the best in the business.
Well, this is the thing. If you're going to take a risk, make it your last question.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
See, children, you too could become professional radio personalities.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to be good.
No, not at all.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning. Good news, we're back. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's become a tradition on the show every February to take a week and hold I Have a Dream Week.
I have a dream.
And basically what you do is you write us a letter, and you let us know what your dream is. It has to be a life dream. It could be. We've had dreams where people wanted to go feed bears.
Yeah. Yes, we fed some bears once.
We've had a lady who wanted to go find Bigfoot, and we sent her. I don't know if she was successful.
Yep.
There's a gentleman who wanted to climb
Mount
Kilimanjaro, I think.
I believe. Or Mount Everest.
Mount
Everest. Okay.
Because he had tried it once before and he didn't get all the way to the top.
Right.
And it takes. It was Kilimanjaro. It takes money to climb those mountains, and so he wanted to try it again, so we sent him up there, and he actually made it, and he put a Kid Craddock in the Morning flag up there.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's still up there. We should go see.
Do they take those flags down? Like, the next guy that gets up there, he's like, I trumped you, now I'm here.
Well, they all get, I think you all post your flag, and then you take it with you as a
You take
souvenir.
A picture?
I don't think you leave it.
Why not leave it?
Because
that'd be cool
that's your souvenir, right?
Yeah.
But those are some of the dreams that we've had in the past. We've had a lady who wanted to get an in vitro treatment so she could have babies. And she's had a kid, and I think she's having another one. So they're already on their second. But we had one this year that touched all of us. And here is the letter that Kelly Raspberry wrote.
My cousin Katie is a single mom of two kids, currently in remission from a rare form of leukemia. My dream is for her to get to meet the bone marrow donor who saved her life. They have talked over email, but meeting the stranger who made such a sacrifice that allowed us to keep her in our lives would be a blessing.
Again, Kelly didn't write that letter. I misspoke.
It's all right.
Katie explains how she found out that she had acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
You know, I felt pretty normal. I was a healthy person. And, on Saturday, I was at Six Flags with my two children. And the next day I woke up and I had some random bruises on me. So I just went to the doctor and they did a simple blood test and they called me the very next day and told me to get to the nearest hospital within an hour.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
We did. They said I had about 4 days to live. They said the leukemia went so fast, I had only had it probably about 2 or 3 weeks.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
One day you're at Six Flags with
Goodness
your kids.
Goodness gracious.
The next day you have bruises all over your body. You go to the doctor and you have 4 days to live, basically.
Wow.
She needed bone marrow
transplant. And she needed it yesterday.
And she needed it yesterday. Yeah, yeah. Al. And she actually found a match. And this match was not from the United States. This gentleman was in Europe. His name was Thomas. And we got them to talk on the phone for the first time ever. And Katie cried and thanked Thomas.
Who's paying the long distance on this?
We are.
Okay. All right. Good. All right.
We got minutes. We got rollover minutes.
Thomas, what? This is not a joke. This is really Thomas, the man who literally saved your life.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Did you know when they told you that you were a match for someone, a young girl in the United States, did they tell you what her condition was and that she had 4 days to live?
No. I only got the information in the first email I wrote with Katie.
And now you have been communicating quite often, right?
Yeah. We are writing a lot of emails at the time.
Katie, what's it feel like to hear the voice of a man who essentially helped save your life?
I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say. Thank you so much. I mean, you saved 2 children from losing their mom.
That's
and
right.
I can't even tell you how it feels. I'm so glad I can say thank you in person.
It's okay, Katie.
Mascara alert, by the way. Tom, you could tell Thomas is, I believe he's in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where he was? And Kelly broke the news that Katie and Thomas will meet.
What we would like to do is we would like to bring Thomas from Hamburg, Germany to the United States and have you, Thomas, and you, Katie, and you, Amy, too, if you want to, you be in the studio and meet for the first time.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
How great is this going to be?
Fun. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited, too.
Thank you guys so much. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for thinking about me, Amy. I can't believe you did this.
Thomas, you have a vacation coming up anytime soon? You might need to take a couple of days off.
Yeah, it should be possible.
All right.
Awesome, man.
Good deal.
He's supposed to bring a sausage and beer out, so hopefully he brings that along.
Sweet.
And why am I saying that? Why are we recapping this? Because that meeting is actually going to take place next week. And not just next week, but on Monday.
Monday. Here, right?
Right here on the show, live at 7:30 Central.
Wow, about this time on Monday. Wow.
About this time on Monday, they will be embracing and hugging and
looking at each other.
Looking at each other.
For the first time.
And Thomas has never been to America.
Thomas has never been to America.
Oh, Al. What? That's your responsibility.
I show him around.
Goodwill ambassador.
That's what I do. I show people around.
Or maybe you can hang out with Katie.
Yeah, I can hang out with her, too.
Big Al's way more fun than Katie.
No, she's not. So yeah, we want you to tune in and be a part of this.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. I mean,
that's going to take place.
Somebody that really saved your life. I mean, you know, I guess.
You know, it's important to know, too, that just because that story was shared on our show, how many tweets and emails and messages messages did you get about people who said, I am going to sign up for this donor registry?
Do that, man.
So
and
how
do,
many lives
simple.
Have been saved because of this?
We'll
never know.
You might be the match for somebody around the world, and you could save their life
never
today.
Know.
Yep.
And speaking of people who save people's lives or mold them, teachers. We hooked some teachers up yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
We announced the winners of our classroom musical contest. We'll go through them real quick if you missed them yesterday. Harmony Hills Elementary School, they sang Broken Hearted. Here's Mrs. Yolanda's class.
Love it.
So cute. The videos are up at KidNation.com. You have to watch how cute these kids are. The middle school division, Obanian Middle School, they sang Timber. Here's Mrs. Reed's class.
And was a rap and everything.
There was everything. Yeah. Again, this is the middle school class, and they got boys to participate, which is incredibly tough to do.
That's amazing. Casey can't get past that.
Within itself.
I remember when I was sixth, seventh grade.
Oh, you're too cool to do anything.
I was too cool. I needed to sit in the back of the class, and I needed to have my cool shoes untied, and I did not want to be a part of nothing.
Cool little side note. Yesterday, I saw this picture on Facebook. It was a fifth grade football picture. A kid that I went to fourth grade with, and they took a picture of the football team, and I wasn't in the picture. But I played football.
Yeah.
And so I sent a...
Allegedly.
I put a comment on the picture. This must be when I was in the fourth grade the second time.
missed that team photo.
That's great. And our high school division winner was Lackawanna Trail High School. They're from... Factorville, Pennsylvania. Mrs. Harris's class did a medley of songs.
I can't understand what she's trying to say. I can't even cook a decent souffle. Maybe we ought to work instead of being jerks. Maybe we ought to just work.
Hey, kid, here's Colin.
I love those guys.
Yeah.
We hope you love our DVD.
I love that. Well, you know, like I said yesterday, I mean, these three winners won $1,500 thanks to Pilot Pens.
Yes.
And we're going to announce who gets the performance from Carmen on Tuesday. But like I said, I hope the people that were runners-up and who didn't even make it as a runner-up were excited about the experience.
Yeah.
It has memories. They learned something about what they can, you know, accomplish together. And there are some residual effects from this. We got a letter from the Miss Chris Myers. It might be Mr. Chris Myers. I'm sorry. The bilingual fifth grade teacher at A-Plus Academy.
Shout out.
And wrote a letter and said, I just wanted to thank the Kid Craddock team for selecting our happy video as a runner-up in the elementary section of the classroom musical contest. I especially wanted to thank them for praising our soloist for his performance. His name, James Cristales.
Shout out. What's up, James?
And mentioning his wonderful voice and that he should continue to sing. Remember?
Yeah.
I'm so impressed with that kid.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, this kid needs to keep singing.
Yeah.
He needs to keep singing. He is good.
He said it was a huge shout out for him, and he now believes he's a good singer. He has to. You have to believe that.
That's right.
Know?
That's right.
And he said it was a blast making the video. We all appreciate the opportunity to enter the contest. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
He didn't win, but look how much they got out of it. And this little kid.
Encourage somebody.
James.
Yeah.
Dude, we need to start a record label and sign him. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, that dude's good.
James, if you're listening, we are your biggest fans. And we will make money off of you.
And James, you start posting YouTube videos of you singing, and we'll, like, post them.
Yes, we will.
On Facebook pages, so you could get, like, you could be the next Justin Bieber.
Yeah, or Austin Mahone. They both started like that.
We want a percentage.
I could hire you to sing at Kelly's birthday party.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he's old enough to be in your bar.
And you can't afford him still.
Okay. All right.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Shout out, Jenna.
Yeah. Thanks.
This band is called A Great Big World. I feel like I got to talk really slow in this song. Yes. And we have a sit down with them in 30 minutes.
Oh.
Good. Can I cry live?
We're gonna try to make it hilarious. I know it doesn't sound like it with this song, but we're gonna try to make it funny.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
I love it.
Oh, they should do a Spice Girl remix or something.
Look at that.
Oh, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Get chili bumps.
I got chili bumps. Every time that song comes on, I get chili bumps.
I know. Even though I've heard it so much, it's just...
I just got to listen to it every time it comes on.
I want to do a parody called You Didn't Say Something, So I Gave Up On You.
You should.
You know what? I'm going to...
That's
fun. You should do that.
That's the natural follow-up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Parody your life.
It's kind of long.
Yeah.
I mean, the title's kind of long. That's a long, you know, chorus to sing a bunch.
Awesome.
You didn't say something.
Let's hit these open lines, people.
Let's do it.
We gave you two topics. Mine was, what's the most embarrassing thing you've done in front of your mother-in-law or your father-in-law, your in-laws?
All right.
Because yesterday I told the story about how my mother-in-law was staying at my house, and I decided to take a risk and go to the kitchen in my birthday suit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was confronted by her in the kitchen. And in all the ruckus, that happened.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know why it happened, but it happened.
It's pressure.
It was pressure.
Seriously,
I got scared. I didn't think those things happened. So.
Could have been worse.
Quite embarrassing,
I think.
It could have been worse.
No?
Because I've experienced worse.
It was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. My topic was, I did this as a kid, and now I'm a blank. Let's go to the lines.
You can say anything you want, of course, if you have something incredible coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Just whatever. We just give you suggestions. You just run with it. This is about you.
Yeah. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Yeah, we need that phone number. Good job, Al.
Thank you.
Andrea, most embarrassing thing you did in front of your in-laws?
Well, I was a year into my marriage, and we were at my in-laws, and my husband had really just said something that just irked my nerve, and I turned around without even thinking about it and just smacked him right in the crotch. His mother just gasped, and I was like, oh, I can't believe I did that in front of them. I knew it was wrong, but I was so caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
To this day, 6 years later, I'm so embarrassed.
Thank you, Andrea.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yep.
Sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes we deserve it, and if our parents are there.
If our parents are there, come on.
We're going to get one. You know, it's our fault. Carrie, what were you as a kid, and what are you now?
As a kid, I was on the Bozo the Clown TV show, and now I'm a college professor.
What?
From clown to professor.
What'd you do on the Bozo the Clown show?
Oh, it was my brownie troupe that was just there in the audience, and we were just part of the show, and now I'm a college professor.
Wow.
What happened to those clown shows?
I liked watching Bozo.
Gone.
I love
Bozo. We all have a local one when we were growing up. Like, we had Mr. Knows It growing up, and he wasn't a clown. He was just like the local weather guy, but on Saturday mornings they gave him like a Saturday morning show, and all the kids would come. Didn't you have one of those when you were growing up?
No. We had Mr. Peppermint.
We had Mr. Knows It, because it's all regional. It's like where you grow up in your city.
Yeah, we had Mr. Peppermint. Yeah.
It's like what they do on The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. I don't recall one when I was growing up. I might have, but I mean,
I had Bozo.
Clowns
scared
me.
You had Bozo? I thought Bozo was so long ago.
No, I remember Bozo.
I remember specifically always wanting to play that game with the buckets. Like, you got to go, you know, first bucket, second bucket, third, and they were all lined up. I mean, I remember because I used to set up and practice.
Well, who was the woman that would look through her mirror, but it was really clear, and she'd say, I see Big Al, and I see JC, and I see Jen. I remember that woman.
She
had a little Saturday morning show.
Was that Romper Room or something?
Was it Romper Room?
Romper Room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Shannon.
Man, they don't do those shows anymore. Yeah.
And thank you, Carrie.
Our kids are missing out.
Continue teaching the youth of our country.
You brought us some good memories there with that call.
Right?
Teaching.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously the world needs more help.
Teaching is a word.
Our ESL program needs a little more work.
Teaching's the new verb.
Carrie, isn't teaching a word?
No.
How about educating?
Keep edumacating people, please. Don't tell me what kind of words I know. Be all uppity with your teaching and stuff.
I can't speak English. When I was young, I couldn't speak English, and now I'm an American radio DJ.
That's me.
There you go.
I didn't know a lick of English when I was little. And now look at me, talking and stuff.
Same thing.
Yeah, you're so much better now.
I'm saying stuff. I know sayings and stuff.
And not the least bit embarrassed about it.
No. Jessica, speaking of embarrassing, Jessica, most embarrassing story with your in-laws?
I was using my mother-in-law's email account to send sexy pictures to my boyfriend in prison. And I didn't know that I didn't send the message the right way. And when she went to go send him a message that same day, she saw the pictures I sent him.
Okay, I just have a question. I have a lot of questions, but how were you sending them the wrong way?
Well, I went to go send the messages to him, and I had clicked the preview button, and I thought it was the send button.
Oh, my goodness.
So you sent it to yourself? Or?
No, they never sent. They stayed in the draft message.
Oh. And you were using her email account?
Yes, because you have to pay to send messages to him.
Oh, yeah, you got to use the mother-in-law's money.
She had it set up.
How did that relationship turn out?
How's it going?
She still laughs about it every day. Like, when we talk, she still laughs about it.
So y'all are all still together?
Yes.
Good. Okay, good.
Call me later, because I want to know exactly what the pictures were.
So I want you to forward them to him now.
No.
I want to know. I'm sorry. I'm dying.
And he's out of prison, and everything's good?
No, he's still got about 26 more years.
Wow, you're going to stay faithful for 26 years?
It's been 19 so far.
Oh, my goodness,
Jessica. You know what? The next 26 are going to fly by.
Oh, my gosh. You are committed, right?
Yeah.
You keep sending those pictures, girl. He needs it.
Thanks.
Oh, man, we could just do a whole hour on that.
And she sounds so committed. I mean, you know, she's...
That's loyalty.
I don't mean to be too personal. Do you get, like, conjugal visits?
No.
So you're going to stay faithful to a man you can't even hook up with for 26 more years?
I have to ask the question, unless it's inappropriate for you to share. Why is he... I mean, I'm assuming...
It's bad, he's innocent. Obviously.
Yeah, but why? I mean, what was he convicted of?
I don't know the whole story, but it's a really long story.
Okay.
But like drugs and kidnapping and things like that.
Oh.
Okay.
But he didn't do it, right?
I want to go out to eat with you and just like talk to you about this whole situation. Yeah. This whole dynamic is so fascinating.
Stay on hold, Jessica. We might need your number because your life
I'm
is fascinating.
McDonald's right now, if you want breakfast.
You know how I feel about a McGriddle now.
I love Jessica.
You know they bake the syrup into the pancake.
Yes, Kelly.
How is that even possible? What genius came up with that?
Some guy. But hold on for us, Jessica. We're gonna get your number. We might need a Jessica.
Kelly needs her own show.
Was that her husband, or is she just calling him her husband, or is her boyfriend? She said mother-in-law, right?
Mother-in-law. Yeah.
So they're married.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I know I did a lot of probing there, but there were a lot of questions.
We were wondering.
Yeah, I know. 45 years. Well, I know.
That's why we got our phone.
But I was just thinking, if you were gonna stay with someone, like he must have, you would know. You would know what they did.
Well, drugs and kidnapping. She's saying
bad things that include duct tape, probably.
Well, that would be part of a kidnapping.
Terry, go ahead and top Jessica's story.
Wow.
My mother-in-law walked in on her son and I making her future grandchildren.
But was it a conjugal visit? Were you in prison at the time?
Well, no. We lived in an older house at the time, and the doors didn't have locks. She didn't understand the closed door policy or her boundaries.
Right.
But she definitely knows her boundaries now.
Yeah, well, she could tell her grandchildren she was there from the beginning. Congrats on your trip.
No, I just can't see my mother-in-law anymore.
I would just have to move away to another state and just send him home for Christmas.
Everyone knows that happens.
I know, but you can't look my mama in the eye.
All right, Ashley, take us out. Most embarrassing story with your in-laws.
Well, me and my husband were living with his parents in the beginning of our marriage. And we were folding the laundry, so to speak.
Yep.
And my mother-in-law walked into the bedroom, and she didn't notice at first that we were, folding the laundry.
Yeah.
So we're, like, scrambling to cover ourselves. I'm hiding behind my husband. And then all of a sudden, she looks at us, and she's like, oh, my God, what are you doing? And she runs out the door. So, and to this day, she says that, so how's the Bouncing Bunnies doing today?
So if you're a new listener, when we say doing the laundry, but I wonder if you're folding the laundry.
What if you're doing laundry in the laundry room?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I...
She wasn't doing the laundry. She was folding the laundry.
If that happened to me, I don't know if I could ever look at... Well, she saw me naked. So.
Yeah.
How do you think Jason and Chloe were made?
You just don't... You don't think about it. You don't let your mind go there.
Yeah.
Hope they use fabric softener.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning
Show. We've made our way over to the Canal Side Lounge, and we're sitting with Ian and Chad from A Great Big World. Now, do people have a hard time with your name?
People say Brave New World, A Whole New World, A Big Great World, A Great Big Great World.
Right. A Big Big World.
Yeah. It's a small world. Let's do worlds, y'all.
I mean, people do sweat it out coming up with the perfect band name. I mean, that's a lot of anxiety right there.
It's the hardest thing in the world.
Yeah?
Not the hardest thing in the world. Come on.
Well, there's other hard things.
But you are stuck with it. You know, you're stuck with that name forever.
I mean, were there
other names you would have gone with that you ended up tossing out?
It was hard. I mean, we had lists and lists. None of them resonated at all. And, like, my mom would just send lists and...
What did she come up with?
Lists.
Do you remember any that she came up with?
I don't think she likes the band name because it's too hard for her to remember.
Yeah.
Even your mom can't remember it.
But we never expected this.
Yeah, not this big.
this fast.
Now, I'm so excited to hear you guys play your hit song, Say Something. And it seems like there's just so much emotion for you every time you play this song. Did it give you closure from a breakup?
Yeah, I mean, every song we write is a chapter in our lives, and we're mostly happy people.
By the song.
That one time we were sad, both of us at the same time. Yeah. We were both in like these relationships that were just bad at the same time, and we actually stopped writing through it because we were so depressed. And then we wrote Say Something, and this was 5 years ago. We've been playing it ever since.
Yeah.
Never expected it to do anything that it's doing now. It was a powerful song for us, but then out of nowhere, we got an email from So You Think You Can Dance. And then
within a week after that, Christina Aguilera contacted us, and
we've been going ever since.
Well, you're like, shut up, you're not Christina.
Christina saw it on So You Think You Can Dance. That's how she was introduced to the song?
Something like that. I think it was like, it like bumped up on the iTunes chart after the show. And then it just started getting played on radio that week. And then someone, I think her manager, played it for her.
Wow.
And the danger with having someone like Christina on your album, it becomes her song. But that didn't happen, in this case.
She wrote us an email outlining like how passionate she was for the song, how inspired she was, and that she wanted to be part of another version, but she didn't want to take over the song. She just wanted to be like a texture, and that totally, we were totally down.
We wanted her to. We actually went in the studio because we had to come up with ideas because we were like a little scared of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we need to come in there with something. So we're like, okay, she can take this verse and she can do this there. And
she can do these embellishments.
And we presented it to her. She's like, I don't want to do that. She's like, I don't want to take a verse. I just want to. She's like, just press record.
Yeah.
And then we pressed record and then she did her thing. And then we kind of worked with her and she did like 3 or 4 takes of it. And then she's like, okay.
How much time transpires between seeing Christina Aguilera's name on your caller ID and then you saying yes? Yes, I will do whatever you say.
I mean, my immediate reaction, I don't know if Chad's was similar, but my immediate reaction was a panic attack. My heart was beating out of my chest. I couldn't think straight. I knew that our lives would change forever. I immediately started feeling insecure because I'm like, I have to sing with Christina now. And like, I can't sing with Christina. Who am I to sing with Christina? I can't sing. And I started doing that a little bit.
But within a week after we found out she wanted to work with us, we were in LA in the studio with her.
So it happened fast, and not a lot of time to process it. And it's one of the scariest, most incredible things we've ever done. And it feels much bigger than us. It's hard to explain, but it feels bigger than us, and we just feel lucky to be a part of it. Thank you, guys.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you. Say something, I'm giving up on you. And I'm feeling so small. It was over my head. I know nothing at all. And I will stumble and fall. I'm still learning to love, just starting to crawl. Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you. Anywhere I would have followed you. Say something, I'm giving swallow my pride. You're the one that'll love, and I'm saying goodbye. Say something, I'm giving up on you. And I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you. And anywhere I would have followed you. Say something.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.